that moment when you realize you have mastered your wellness. When you've become so resilient, you can conquer any hiccup life throws you. Yeah, well, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I'll teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect your success in nutrition, exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. It's your reality, and you need to do it your way. Self-care and self-love are anything but selfish. Take charge. Get excited. If not now, then when? Grab your espresso and get ready to talk all things wellness. It's time for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with Coach Peggy Wells right now.
Much of a people person to be doing that.
Oh, well, you know, this is the thing. People thought I was a people person. I thought I was a machine person. But
oh, did you? Okay.
And actually, the reason, and this is actually quite a good story about how I got the job as a data network engineer. I was 42 at the time.
Wow, yeah.
And the advertisement went, you know, in the papers and whatnot. And there were 8 people who applied. They were all guys. Mm. All who had just come out of university, who had done a couple of years, you know, desktop support, that sort of thing, you know. And here's me, you know, didn't do anything like that at all. Yeah. But the manager, when he interviewed me, said, I can see that, Jan, when you go out to see if somebody's got a problem, you're going to be able to help them. Because anybody can learn the techie stuff.
Nope. There's your path already.
There you go. So anyway, so I did 10 years.
Yeah, you did your time, Jan.
Yeah, that's right. And then one morning I woke up and I used to read a lot of Tony Robbins books. And I sort of looked at the bookcase and said, you know what? That's what I want to do. I want to promote, you know, positive thinking, all this sort of stuff. And I'd never even heard of NLP at the time.
Right.
But he's an absolute expert as an NLPer, you know, so I thought, right, that's what. So I did a course in NLP and hypnotherapy was sort of thrown into the deal, you know.
Right.
So that was great. So it was great to understand how people's minds work, how motivation works. I really just focused on the mind. And then about 2 or 3 years ago, I thought, do you know what, Jan? You're getting older. Mm-hmm. You need to be fit. Mm-hmm. And not only do you need to be fit, but why don't you show other people how to be fit?
Yes.
Because I thought, do you know, all this positive thinking and all that, we can convert that into physically fit.
Right.
So I didn't know where to start. I just decided I'll volunteer with the local gym. And we were doing sort of seated exercise and whatnot. And I just fell into it. I mean, so many of the things I've done, you just fall into.
Right. Seemed like a natural path.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, do you know what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to actually now train as a gym instructor, a personal trainer, and just take it from there.
And how was that received? So how was that received in your country in that environment? Here you are older per se. I'm an older gal too, so I can say that. And I'm a fitness trainer as well. Way back in the day, at 89, I got my first personal training certification. That would be a 1 and a 9.
That's 1989, that not is, when you were 89.
That's correct. Still kind of dates me, right? So,
right, okay.
And back then, you know, it was not quite as acceptable. I mean, the young female thing was kind of okay, but you had your little spot. You know, you teach aerobics over there, but the gym, you know, where all the dudes are, isn't really the place for the girls. So I had to kind of navigate my way through that. On the other side of it, coming in as I grew into being 30s, 40s, and even into my late 40s, early 50s as a trainer, then you got the older population because now you're an older trainer. So how was that in your country, your experience?
Well, the thing is, going back to being the data network engineer, I like to be unique. You know, I was one female out of all these guys, you know, doing the job. And I thought, okay, right. Well, I could now be unique in the personal training field.
Yeah.
Because were churning out all these personal trainers who are in their 20s and 30s, and basically they don't necessarily have a unique target market.
Yeah.
They'll train anybody.
That's right. That's right.
And when I did my personal training qualification, I remember the chiefs were saying, "Oh, it's great to have you on board, Jan, because obviously you're wanting to focus on older people." And
right.
The thing is, focusing on older people, you have to be an older person yourself.
You have to get it.
You have to, because I mean, I've had personal trainers in the past who've said, "Oh, just jump on that box."
Right.
You have got to be kidding here. You know,
it's like trying to be a life coach at 25. Right?
Yeah.
and have a 45-year-old client. They're like, "Yeah, right. Talk me through this one, lady." You have to do your time, so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I certainly feel, yes, I can obviously build up rapport with these older clients, and I know what they're feeling like. And because I haven't had this fitness regime throughout my whole life, I know what it's like to start off from the beginning.
That's really true. That's really true. I hadn't thought about that angle. So, I mean, it's not only just, because that's something I'm going to talk about later on in my after party. But one of the things I've noticed with my clientele, because my average age is about in the 50s-ish. You know, I've got an 18-year-old right now up to 75, but average, I would say, in the 50s. But the most difficult part about exercise is if they haven't brought along a habit with them, it's really hard to institute. But in your particular situation, you really can relate much more than myself, who've been active my whole life.
Yeah,
and if I have a 70-year-old client, I'm like, okay, we can do this. And they're like, huh. You can really get to the point where you're like, I know this is tough. I've been really trying to do this really hard for 3 or 4 years, but you really do get your clientele.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no jumping off the BOSU ball for you.
Oh, no. I'll practice.
I think you should practice. That's for sure. So as you went through your own personal journeys and kind of decided to get a health, you know, become healthier, what took you along that path to go from mathematics to movement over those years? I mean, helping others, I understand, but was it any type of injury that you had where you're like, I want to be more mobile, or I want to hang out with more people? Like, how did you get to this place?
Well, okay, this is allowing you to know a bit more about me.
Oh, Lena, I take a sip. Here we go. The juice is why we're here.
Right, okay. Take your unicorn stuff. Right.
Oh,
okay.
I know.
Do you know what the secret to having a productive life and a long life is? To give yourself challenges.
Yeah, be challenged.
So I did a mathematics degree. So what's so far from mathematics?
Yes.
Would be to actually look at your physical body, because I wanted a challenge. To be honest, I actually started back doing exercise to music. That's the first sort of thing I tried to train to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, well, I ain't into music. I can't hold a beat. No, I can't hold a beat. I'm deaf as far as music is concerned.
Right.
And coordination and all that, no, hopeless. So that was the challenge.
Interesting. Okay.
Right. So what you're doing is you want to challenge yourself.
Yeah.
Not to get better at something you're already good at.
Absolutely.
Challenge yourself to do something you've never actually done before.
Right.
That's the secret.
Well, and you're an eager learner. I mean, it's obvious in the conversations we've had and the work that you've done that you're a learner, and it's so important to never stop learning. You've kind of found like-minded people, your little tribe.
I bet
just so much appreciate. So, I mean, what environment are you in when you're in, you know, working with your clients, and what are you doing with them per se? So are you in a gym environment, your own business, and what strategies are you taking?
I'm in two different environments.
Okay.
The first one, because I've got two different sort of target markets. Perfect. One of them is older, frail adults. Now, we are talking about adults who have to use a walking stick or a walking frame or something like that. And that is where I do my seated exercise.
Seated. Perfect.
Right. So what I do is we all go along to the community hall and and I sit there and I play some 50s, 60s, and well, it is 50s and 60s music. I don't even get to the 70s because they would have been, they're too old for that, you know.
I love it. I love it. I love the 50s and 60s, by the way. I even love old big band, so.
Yeah, yeah. Brilliant. So we all sit there and I basically just take them through all their motions and it's about 40, 45 minutes. And that's just the ideal sort of amount of time they want. So what I do is after about 20 minutes, because what I'll do, we do a lot of chair marching, you know, to bring their cardio up a bit, you know. But a lot of the time it's all about mobility, you know, flexing things and strength exercises and whatnot. Now, we don't use weights, but, you know, obviously we've got enough weight in our own body to be able to, you know, just like I'm an Arnie Schwarzenegger and all that sort of
stuff,
you know.
Right.
And they love it. They absolutely love it. And the thing is that they come back week after week after week because they know that they feel better after every session. And to be honest, I feel so much better after every session. But they've also managed to meet together again. They can say, oh, you know, what have you been doing during the week? Oh, yes, we went out to dinner.
That
whatever,
social aspect, kind
exactly,
of.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So there, I mean, the thing is, there are just so many benefits. Yes, you've got the social aspect. You've obviously got the cardio aspect. You've got the strength. You've got flexibility. You've got nostalgia.
Because they're listening to these old things,
you know. So there are just so many benefits. But the problem is, you know, it's great. Once you've got them, they know that this is the place to be.
Yeah, that's true.
Getting them there, that's the problem. So what
Go ahead.
I was about to say, what I do is I do go around older sort of groups, you know, sort of over 50s clubs and whatnot, and I give them a demo, you know, of what I can do for them, you know. And it's amazing afterwards, oh, they're all, you know, hyped up. Oh, yeah, we want to do this. They don't necessarily show up. Because that's the main thing about motivation is they've got to experience benefits before they're going to keep coming.
Exactly. That's something that I, you know, when I always ask clients if they've experienced, I mean, you only have your relative of where you've been. And if you haven't been there yet, you don't know what it feels like. And you, more importantly, you don't know what you're missing if you fall off that wagon, right? And so when you keep going long enough, which is different for some people, it might be three times. For others, it might be the first time or whatever it is. But if you can keep them going, I'm wondering, because you don't have, you know, history from 15 years ago, I'm just curious, what do you feel like your retention rate is? It's probably pretty high.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like 99%.
I was going to say.
Yeah, because once they start, that's it. I mean, for instance, we had a couple of ladies who started, and I prefer to call them girls. You know,
yes,
they're in their 80s, their 90s or whatever. You know.
Yes.
And we did the 45 minutes, and I asked them, you know, how did you get on? How did you feel? And she said, oh, it was really hard. It was really hard. But she had already set that seed in her mind that she's not wanting to come back.
Correct.
That's it.
Correct. That's right. Yeah, she probably said it was going to be hard before she sat down. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
And you don't know, it might have been her daughter or son who's maybe persuaded her to come along.
Yes.
And she, it wasn't necessarily herself who had decided, because that is the key. It has to be the lady herself who decides.
Oh, absolutely. So what would you say for the listeners who maybe don't have an arena, you know, a place to go, or they don't have a Jan, and they're at home, okay, because you can still sit in a chair and you can, what I find, there are many, some of the myths I thought maybe we could, you know, chat about. Sometimes people are, there's no point in exercising, they think, at the age, right? And sometimes they think, well, there's a risk of me getting hurt or falling, or it's frustrating, or, you know, any of those other myths. I can't exercise if I'm disabled. I'm going to be too achy, or it's painful. So what would you suggest for some people at home to either try to find a you or a come to you? And then what would you suggest if they can't and they're just home?
Well, I tell you, YouTube is an amazing resource.
Is not YouTube amazing? Yes.
Yes.
Do you have your own YouTube channel, Jen?
Well, I do for my positive thinking, but I'm going to really get it into the, you know, the exercise yes. stuff, you know. Well, funnily enough, I was speaking to one of my ladies who is a champion, this lady. She's 71, but she has ME, right? Now, she's had this since she was in her 40s. Now, she's not old. She doesn't look old.
Right.
But she is old body-wise because right. of this ME. And she actually said to me, Jan, she said, you know what? This is the only exercise class I've ever managed to continue to go to. Aww. And I'm actually seeing an improvement. And that to me is such an amazing success.
Yes.
Because I thought, wow, I have really changed this girl's life.
Yeah. Yes, of course you
Now, have. I mean, I know that, okay, so certainly YouTube would be brilliant.
Yes.
I mean, of course, I'm in the United Kingdom. So we have the National Health Service, as you know, and it's free to get all your medical care. But they have a wonderful website, which also, you know, shows you exercises for the older adults. And that is certainly great. But what I was saying is this lady who had ME, I say, oh, you can still do this at home, you know. She said, yeah, but Jan, you're not there. I tend to do it too quickly and whatnot.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, maybe I should start releasing some DVDs.
Well, I think you do, because I hear that even. I've got, you know, I'm going to just blow my sister's cover here. So my sister, I mean, here, she's my sister and she does a lot of my series and, you know, I coach her along the way, but she still will get hung up in the exercise lane when she's off and on her own. And she has a knee injury and she, you know, didn't hang and bang in the gym for years and years, but she will still get hung up on the, you're not there to tell me what to do. When do I breathe? What can I do instead of?
Yes.
So
yes.
Yeah, I certainly understand that for sure. And you're a little, I mean, they like to see your little face too. So you better get your YouTube
video. Well, do you know what? Not only do they get exercise, but they get a little, you know, sort of amusing stories and a little humor and all the rest of it. So they're quite happy with that.
Absolutely.
I'm also entertaining them as well.
Of course you are. And the motivation piece, because, hey, I can tell you for myself, it is so hard just for myself even to get motivated. Oh, here you go. You know, you don't push the intensity, your accountability, your consistency isn't as much. So I totally get it. So what we're going to do, Jan, I'm going to take a quick commercial. Mm-hmm. We are going to come back. What I thought maybe we could chat about when we come back is just maybe even some next steps. You know, one of the first things I was thinking about is a medical release. Is it important to get started with that? How somebody could get started, you know, on a journey with either meeting you or getting started with somebody else. So let's take a commercial. We will be right back on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio. See you in a bit.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Have you heard the story of the snake and the rope? One evening, a young woman was walking down a country road. It was growing dark. Suddenly, she froze. Up ahead was a coiled snake. She was terrified. She reached into her bag for a flashlight and directed the beam of light towards the snake. Now she was flooded with relief. It was just a piece of old rope. That snake stands for all our imaginary fears and insecurities that sap our confidence. The beam of light is conscious confidence. Ask yourself, how many snakes did I see today? How many actions or words did I stifle through fear? Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, for Conscious Confidence Radio on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn more about how you can live a life filled with conscious confidence. go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Okay, Jan, it's really important, of course, for everybody to know how they can find you. So can you please tell us either an email, website, how we can get in touch with you?
Okay, well, first of all, my website is janmalek.com. Really easy to find. And if you're wanting to get any social media sort of connection, just type in Jan Malek and you'll amaze.
Two L's, right?
Two L's.
Yes.
M-A-L-L-O-C-H. So just go to Instagram, go to your Facebook, go to Twitter, whatever. Jan Malek. I think I'm pretty well the only one in the whole world called Jan Malek.
I think you are. I think you are. When I was checking you out, when I was investigating you. Okay.
Right,
and then you have a giveaway for everybody today. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. This is really going back to my hypnotherapy skills. Now, the thing is that a lot of people, you know, they want to start exercising, you know, but they're at that sort of contemplation stage, if you like.
Okay? Yes.
We're looking at the behavior change model. Okay. But what I've done is I've produced a very short sort of hypnotherapy session to try and get you motivated to start exercising. And not only start exercising, but actually enjoy exercising. So that you can get that from my website, and if you just click on the top menu, it'll say free, and you'll see exactly where you can get that. So all you do is
totally.
you just put in your email address, and guess what? It could change your entire life.
Right. See, you're going to get me out in the pool in no time. Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so everybody can grab your website, and what's your email, Jan?
It's jan@janmalek.com.
Okay, perfect. Okay, everybody, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back to the after party. We're going to talk a little bit more to Jan, and then we're going to let Jan go and chit-chat in my after party. So make sure you come on back.
Thank you for listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Did you hear something that made you go, or have an aha moment? I live for those. If not, we will get you next time. I will be back every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific to tough love you to become smarter, stronger, braver, healthier, and happier. Duh. I will be back with a barrel of positivity, and you never know when a guest might pop in. There is no time for excuses. So don't forget to bring your coffee and an open mind as we talk all things wellness on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Now go grab a ray of sunshine.